The just hubris of drivers in central Mississippi, I don't understand it. I don't. So I'm on Beasley Road yesterday driving, and I'm coming up on State Street. And, you know, there are those train tracks there. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you don't want to stop on the train tracks at a red light. Or at least I thought that that was obvious. So I always try to make it a point to stop behind where the gate would come down if there was a train coming. That's the right move, right?
Yeah.
I thought so, too. I'm driving. I'm actually on the phone with somebody, which you're allowed to talk on the phone, right? You're not allowed to text.
I don't know the rules on that. That's why I have a car with Bluetooth.
All right. I wasn't on the phone. Forget it. So I'm just driving, not on the phone, both hands at 10 and 2. And it's a red light at the railroad crossing. So I stop like right before the gate comes down. And I look in my side view mirror and some jackass pulls around me and pulls right in front of me and stops right on the train tracks.
I mean, that's their problem though, right?
I mean, I guess, but then I felt like an idiot, like they were mad at me for not pulling up far enough. It's like, sorry, I don't want to get T-boned by Thomas the Tank. Why would you pull around somebody and get in front of them at a red light?
At that point, though, I'm like, that's your life you're taking in your hands. If you want to think I'm dumb, that's cool. We're both thinking the same thing about each other. Like, yeah. I don't want... And maybe he knows that there's never going to be a train when he's there. I don't know. But, like, I'm not psychic like that.
How could you possibly know that?
I don't know. Maybe he has an intuition about these things. Maybe he works for the train company and he's like, I know the times.
But then also, what is getting one car length ahead of me going to do for you? Like, do you think you're going to be able to get through the red light faster? I thought he was about to drive straight through the red light, which, I mean, I guess I understand. I see that happen all the time in the middle of the night whenever I'm driving to work. So that kind of, I get it. I don't do it myself because I feel like there's got to be a, they're going to put a red light camera in and they're going to get me one of these days. But luckily I was, well, actually, never mind. I wasn't on the phone because... I was going to say, luckily, if I was on the phone, I wouldn't have been able to process what was happening to be able to honk or raise my hands up in the air or shoot him the one finger salute or anything like that.
Those are all bad ideas.
Yeah, I didn't do any of those. So I'm safe. I just don't understand some people and certain drivers. Terrence is here. What's up, Terrence?
Oh, not much, man. Actually, I'm glad you waited till Allison got back because I like her better anyway, though. But.
Yeah, tell me but about anyway, it.
Yeah, happy National DJ to you all, and also to my favorite DJ, Matt Money. But, yeah, man, drivers are crazy in this town, man, because, matter of fact, every day I see somebody who runs a red light every day.
Oh, yeah, it's like, are red lights optional in Mississippi? Is it just like, if you feel like stopping, that's cool.
Right, but also, too, by the way, red light cameras are actually illegal here, because, matter of fact, we had them some years ago, and the state legislature banned them.
Well, that explains why people disregard red lights.
Yeah, there's no respect.
Well, in some sort of a way, I'm kind of like maybe a conspiracy theorist in a way. It's like Big Brother's out to get us somehow. But so I kind of didn't mind those getting banned, but. I can't explain the guy that was that went around you on the railroad track and just stopped ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous because there was an incident about 20 years ago or so. There was this pickup truck did the same thing, and the train came and killed them, like a whole bunch of people in the truck.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is one thing. Whenever I hear about cars getting hit by trains, I don't understand how that happens. It's like, but I guess this is how it happens. I guess I witnessed it yesterday.
Yeah, but I will say at that intersection, you can see both sides of the track, so you should be able to see something coming, but that still doesn't excuse the guy for doing what he did.
Thank you for the call, Terrence. We appreciate you. 601-995-1017.
My girl Janetta texted in, and she says the number one thing you need to know about driving in central Mississippi is that there are zero rules. Stop and yield signs are just suggestions. Red lights mean go faster.
Is it stop and yield signs are just suggestions, or does stop mean yield and yield mean stop? Because that's what I witness at the roundabout over there towards Renaissance. people just slam on the brakes. It's like yield does not mean stop.
Oh, people get so confused about the ride. It is so stressful to get through that thing.